to Urban Wine Life on the Bougie Black Brother Network. Good afternoon and welcome to Urban Wine Life. I'm my little Bougie Black Brother, and I'm here for my weekly Friday wine review. So I wanted to slide this one in because I just had a taste for red wine. I was chilling. I was kind of just wanted to relax. You know, I've been drinking white wine because it was hot during the day. But at night when I'm having like a beefsteak, and I was wanted to try something other than a cab, and I didn't want a Merlot, and then I didn't want a Shiraz, and I didn't want all types of Malbecs. I said, let me try a Petite Syrah. So a Petite Syrah was something that reminds me a little, just a bit, of a Zinfandel. But the difference with the Zinfandel, they have some very, very fruity blackberry, raspberry, stuff like that. Those are amazing. So, and with that sense, I said, let me try something a little more oaky, more on the light side, and a little more balanced. So I decided with this Petite Syrah. So this is a little different. This is an Asheville Cellars from Lodi or Lodi, California, 2017. I keep getting my behind chewed out. You're saying that wrong. So I'm going to say the Lodi, California. So, and I had this Petite Syrah. So a lot of these Petite Syrahs from this area, they have a lot of different vineyards that's down there with some high range Petite Syrah to like low range. But if you look at the average is around $20 in this region and everything. So here's a little notes on it. Blackberry, black raspberry, a little mocha and spice, very luscious, blackberry liqueur, black licorice. We even had one that was over there, and I'm looking at another $25 one, but it's an 85% Petite Syrah and 15% Petite Verdot. I'm not talking about that one, but the ones I'm talking about is basically Petite Syrah. And the color is very deep purple. Let me see if I can get you to see that, because this is a little interesting. If you look at it closely, it has that kind of purplish dark, almost between burgundy and purple. It has it there, but not quite on this one. And maybe it dissipated from that. But let's get a whiff, see what aromas is coming off of that. Yeah, I'm getting the blackberry or blueberry. This is interesting. It's getting a little blueberry. Slight oak on there. So you get a lot of fruit. You're getting that aroma of the fruit that's popping up out of there. So very interesting. So let's get a whiff. I mean, let's get a taste of that. Let's taste it. So, I like this one. I like this one because it has enough fruit of the blackberry, blueberry, raspberry, whatever those berries you want to distinguish as. But it has that, and it's a really good balance. It's dry. So here's another thing. It's drier than I would thought. Petite Syrah, it's different than most like the French side of that. But this one is dry because I'm tasting it on my tongue. The acidity isn't as strong too. This is surprising, not heavy on the acidity. So I really like the fact that it's not really, really acidic. It has your fruit forward, so you enjoy that. And the dryness sits really well. Let me taste it one more time. That's why I like it to sit on my tongue. And I taste that fruitiness on the front of my tongue, and then I let it go back, and then you taste that tannic, the tannins on there, and the dryness that's on there. So it's tannic to a point that really, really good. It's funny because if you look this Asheville Cellars up, you're not really getting anything. You really got maybe the Cabernet, and I think it's another one, but it's not really saying much on that, which is fine by me. because I compare it to others. But a lot of times if they have some notes on there, I'm saying what others say. But when I don't have that, it's good because that means I'm pulling out what I'm tasting. I'm pulling out what I'm actually smelling. So I won't have any prejudice against the wine. I won't have some preconceived flavors and aromas. And this one was pretty good, and I liked it. I kind of liked it. I kind of switched off the next day and started drinking some more white wines while I was chilling. But this one is good. I got one more day before it really needs to be drunken totally. But it's a good wine. This is a Ashfield Lodi, California 2017 Petite Sirah. I'm not going to give you a price point because I don't really have it definitely, because I got two of them for a bargain, and as they gave me a bargain, I didn't get the right price, because if you average it out, it'll probably be around $12, but it may be a little more, but we don't know. So just to let you know. But thank you very much for stopping by Urban Wine Life. Check us out every Friday for our wine review. I'm going to try to do something special coming up soon with actual subscription wines that I actually used. And there's a lot more of this out there, and I want to go through some of those that I actually kind of went through. But outside of that, thank you very much for stopping by Urban Wine Life. UrbanWineLife.com or Bougie Black Brother Network on, guess where? YouTube, so you can see what's going on. And here's a close-up of that as well. You can see the bottle. It was 2017. It's the Ashfield Petite Sirah. But, and all podcast downloads. And you can get my podcast from there. But thank you very much. And we'll see you next time on Urban Wine Life.